about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, how do you approach a boss who yells at you? I work in a doctor's office. Uh-oh. I hope it's not one of my employees. And the physician rarely has a good day. He turns to yelling when something doesn't go well. I'm lucky to have a job, but I can't take it much longer. I know. I hate, I could tell this isn't one of my staff people because she had said that this physician rarely has a good day. I never have a good day. So it's not me. Oh, fake heavens. No, you don't need to put up with it. You know what I did once when I was in medical school and the doctor was yelling at me? I just asked. I said, are you yelling? What? I go, you're yelling. Are you okay? You're yelling at me. And he stopped because he didn't realize he was yelling. It probably ticked him off, but he stopped yelling. I mean, that is one thing you could do. What you have to do is already start coming up with plan B, okay? Because you're not going to change him. You're not going to change your boss. So nobody is ever able to change their boss, all right? So come up with plan B and then be prepared to stand up to him or her. Say you are yelling. Now, have I ever yelled at my staff? Yes. And I really feel bad. And I don't yell. Now, I call it yelling when I go, come on, guys, why don't we have any more series trips or something like that, okay? That I feel is yelling. And I don't like it. I don't like to talk to my staff that way. Whereas really yelling is, what? See, I don't do that. I don't do that. I mean, you know, the tone of voice I use for my kids, I would never use at the office, even if we're in the middle of a code. And I'm like, you know, all right, somebody get the AED. Call 911. Call 911. Call them now. Bring me the, and when I'm, operating a code, you'll yell like that. But, you know, to start screaming at somebody and chastising them. No, I think that's absolutely inappropriate. And if you work for somebody like that, whether it's, you know, especially if someone's having a bad day, you say, you know, look, quit yelling at me. All right. Now, if they say, if you don't like the way I talk, leave. Like I said, be prepared to leave when you stand up to them. But I can't stand seeing people in this recession, you know, work for complete morons, and you know the word I want to say, but I can't say because it's on air, who are mistreating them because they are definitely afraid of losing their job and they need to feed their family. You know, but what can you do without losing your job? Sometimes, you know, that whistle while you work thing, I can't whistle, but sometimes have a song in your head. You know, while they're yelling, have your favorite song in your head. You know, and just, that's what I had to do when I had to go through training and they were yelling and screaming. You know, I don't know how they do it in the military during boot camp, but I'm sure, you know, our blessed troops and veterans could tell you what they did. You know, because, I mean, you get yelled at, you get screamed at, and, you know, you don't quit. You know, unfortunately, you put up with it. But in those situations, you have to put up with it. Like in medical school, I knew I had to put up with it. There was no way. You really do have a choice. You could choose to leave or you could choose to stay. Even if you don't feel you have a choice because you have to feed the family, still, all right, in theory, you do have that choice, you know, and what you choose to do, need to be happy with that choice. But I just can't stand seeing people get abused. But, I do sometimes give my staff a hard time when I get frustrated with them. You know, if I, like here's an example. I've discussed this at great lengths on the show, when I had previous staff people. My current staff is amazing, but like here's an example. There would be an important letter that had to get sent out to a patient, right? And I would type the letter, and I would give the staff the letter to mail out. So you hand the staff the letter to mail out. Now, this isn't my current staff. They're great, but this was previous staff. All right, so an hour later, you come back, and you see the letter still in its 8x11 form, just sitting there on the counter next to the postage area. And I'm like, ladies, sorry, but this letter needs to get out. Can somebody, you know, put it in an envelope so it gets sent out? Oh, sorry, Dr. Dahlia. Sorry, so sorry. No big deal. I'm like, all right, no big deal. Right? You come back an hour later, you know, in between seeing patients, and it's in an envelope. Unsealed, no return address, no sending address, mailing address. Guys, I need this letter to go out. Can somebody seal the envelope? Can somebody please address it? The letter's got to go out. I got it. Sorry, Dr. Dahlia. An hour later, you come back. The letter's in its envelope. The letter has an address. Okay? The letter actually has a stamp on it. And it is sitting there. All right? But that's all it's doing. It's sitting there. Meanwhile, of course, we have the mailbox that is just, you know, 5 feet from our office. Then I get mad. And when I get mad at the staff, I get very cynical. And I go, ladies, can everybody drop what you're doing and come over here? What is this? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's the letter that's going out into the mail. Okay, and of course, mail's long gone already. It's like 2 p.m. now. I go, how in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name is this letter supposed to get to where it needs to go? Well, it has to go in the mailbox, Dr. Dahlia. Right. Then why on heaven's beautiful earth ain't it in the mailbox? Oh, I thought you wanted us to get it ready for the mailbox. No, I just wanted the letter in the mailbox. It had to get out earlier this morning. That's when I yell. And I did. I yelled. I was like, what the fuck? You know, and I can't say it on air, you know, and it was actually funny, but that was probably the only time I ever yelled. Okay. I go, somebody needs to get off their, you know, duff and actually walk the light. Yeah, forget it. I'll do it. And I did. I just started taking my own mail out. So I could see why somebody would say, oh, working for Dr. Dahlia is horrible because she yells or whatever. And honestly, I'm not proud of that moment. And like, you know, my staff is great. I'm grateful to have the staff I have now. But that's an example of when I probably would yell. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For any of you Droid users out there, the Dr. Dahlia Show now has an app on Droid, which means if you can't listen to all 3 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show and it's difficult for you to go to a computer and listen online, now you're able to do it on your app on your Droid phone. No news yet on when we're going to get iPhone, but at least we got the Droid. We are working on this, and we're already getting some good feedback, so I'm excited about that. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and tell your local talk stations to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their station. Why would we want to do that? Well, because you like the show, maybe like the show. All right, boy. And if you don't like the show, you know, maybe you need to not be Facebooking or playing solitaire while the show is going on. I know what a lot of you do. You play the show, but because it's not TV and there's nothing to look at, you find something to look at. So you're sitting there listening online, and then you go and you play solitaire, you play Hearts, or you're playing World of Warcraft, or you're playing Farmville. You can't do that. You know, to really get the essence of what we're saying, you need to kind of close your eyes. Right? Maybe sit crisscross applesauce and just really feel the vibrations of what the subwoofer, the audio, is giving you, okay? All right, let's move on. Electric patch that helps you fight depression. All right, there's a device that we smack on your forehead, it looks like, and it uses tiny electrical impulses to stimulate the trigeminal nerve in your head. Now, the trigeminal nerve does lead to areas of the brain which can, we believe, control mood. They call it the USB port into the brain. What? Come on, look, you know, that sounds dorky. See, they try to be all tech, right? Techie, they think it's cool. It's dorky. Guys, it's dorky. All right, this whole USB port thing, dorky. Anyway, so apparently the device contains electrodes, is linked by two wires to a generator the size of a cell phone, which can be worn around the waist. You're supposed to sleep with all this on? In a trial at UCLA, a small group of patients suffering from major depressive disorder reported a 50% reduction in symptoms after using the patch for 8 hours a night for 8 weeks. Oh, that's good. This is good, people. Now, how? No, but they said small group. Uh-oh. When a study says small group, then you know it's not a lot of people. The patients had all suffered from major depressive symptoms for more than 4 months and had not responded to at least one antidepressant. But these people did report feeling better even after 2 weeks. Wow. All right, so let's see. Oh, it's only 11 patients. Okay. All right. Scientists are now going to run a larger double-blind clinical trial on 30 patients in which neither the patient nor the scientists know who's been given active treatment and who's been given a dummy therapy. Wait. All right. If this is a patch that's supposed to be giving you electrical stimulations, do you feel them? Because if that's the case, how are they going to do the dummy patch? I don't know. Okay, so the device has already been shown to improve depressive symptoms. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know where they're getting this from. They're getting this from electroconvulsive therapy. You know, remember when we used to do shock treatment for depression? It worked. It really worked. We had a family member that actually, her doctor back east, recommended ECT, and it actually worked for the depression. Sometimes firing the electrical impulses, and one of the medicines we take, Wellbutrin, stimulates the electrical discharge with the norepinephrine. So sometimes a stimulatory effect, stop the giggles, a stimulatory effect on the brain can help depression. Now, Dr. Christopher DeGregorio, professor of neurology at UCLA, of medicine, I don't know if he's single, originally developed a device called the Neurostigma. Is he single? Come on, people. Really, are we that ADD? Can we just get to the story with the whole electrode thing? I don't know. You know, would a neurologist be sexy? I mean, I know a lot of neurologists. I wouldn't say they're sexy. I would think the sexiest type of doctor is the orthopedic surgeon. We did a study years ago. Who is the female family doc on the radio was not one of them. No. But pediatrician was up there, you know, because a lot of people, you know, girls when they were little, they had that, you know, father effect where they liked their pediatrician. So some people will still think pediatricians are sexy, and older women think pediatricians are sexy because these guys are good with kids. But the true sexiest type of doctor is the orthopedic surgeon, hands down. I mean, surgeons are sexy, but your orthopedists, usually they were already, they were previous athletes. You have to be very muscular. You know, when you're using bone saws and working on hips, you really need, yeah, the orthopedic surgeons, hands down. So, I don't know about neurologists, but anyway, I don't know, look them up. Christopher DeGregorio. Facebook him. Anyway, he developed a device. He gets all these calls. Who told you to call me and I'm single? He's probably married. Look, if the guy works for UCLA, I bet he's got, you know, he's making bucks probably. So I'm sure he has a lady or somebody. All right. Somebody, partner, called the Neurostigma to treat epileptic seizures. He says one of the patients on the original epilepsy trial said his epilepsy symptoms hadn't improved, but his wife told us he was more alert, smiling more, and more communicative. I don't know. Doesn't sound sexy, ladies. Although, okay, what are we talking about here? Oh, okay. Okay, trigeminal nerve. Okay, what are we doing now? Apparently they use PET scans to measure blood flow in the brain to find out how stimulating the trigeminal nerve could be affecting mood. We found that within seconds of stimulating the trigeminal nerve, there were changes in blood flow to areas of the brain which affected seizures, mood, and concentration. The researchers are unclear how the electrical stimulation boosts blood flow, but say the nerve impulses could tell the brain these areas are in use. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking for erectile dysfunction. I think they are. I think they are trying to do electrical impulses, use a patch, like a penile patch, to see if it improves blood flow. The problem is you don't want it to loosen or detach and then get trapped in the partner. Okay, we already have enough foreign body issues. All right, commenting on the device, now we have a psychiatrist at Bootham Park Hospital, York. His name is Darko Blenkeron, and he's a public education officer for the Royal College of Psychiatrists Northern and Yorkshire Division. Okay, well, that could be sexy, too. He's got a lot of letters on his card. And he said it could be a welcome addition to the drug and psychological treatments for depression. Anybody getting that excited about this may not probably be the most exciting partner. Anyway. All right, so good. Okay, so a patch to treat depression. I think it's wonderful. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll spend time on depression again. I know I've been getting many of your emails, and major depression, there's a lot to it. And we don't want to just throw you on a pill. We also don't want to tell you go find yourself a therapist. You really need a multifaceted treatment plan. And depression is definitely on the rise, especially with what's been going on recession-wise and what's been going on in Washington. Did you hear that? Even Mayor Bloomberg said, somebody overheard Mayor Bloomberg said, Romney would make a better president than Obama. The Dixie Cup King has spoken. I know. Maybe he's not all that bad. All right. The guy just wants to get elected, right? Get rid of supersizes. Yeah. But he said he'll never vote for Romney. He has some level of competency. Okay. Where are we now? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. 7 cups of tea a day can raise risk of prostate cancer by 50%. All right. Now, unfortunately, this study only looked at men. Oh, come on. All right. My Friday jokes are better, aren't they? The jokes are better on Fridays. All right. Men who drink lots of tea are far more likely, they say, to develop prostate cancer. Who drinks 7 cups of tea a day? 7 cups of tea, 50% higher risk. This warning comes from scientists at the University of Glasgow. They looked at more than 6,000 men for 4 decades. Hope they had a periscope. And they, even though previous studies have shown, come on, that periscope was a good one, if you guys missed it. Come on. All right, I'll just wait till Friday. If you're not going to think I'm funny, I'll just wait till Friday. Forget this. Now, you know, tea has been known to lower risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Parkinson's disease. But apparently, now what they did is they looked at participants between 21 and 75 who had to complete a questionnaire about their tea consumption, coffee, alcohol, smoking habits, etc. And they found that 25% of the men in the study were heavy tea drinkers. And of these, 6.4% developed prostate cancer over the next 37 years. How do you guys drink 7 cups of tea? Yeah, we're talking hot tea. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle and Mike, work on the dials. What's this? A North Carolina zoo elephant is going to get contacts. Officials at the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro and North Carolina State University's College of Veterinary Medicine are going to give an elephant at the zoo contact lenses. Good, because he probably would look stupid wearing glasses. Also, you know when they take their trunk and they wash themselves with it? Why does he need? He's 12,000 pounds and has been at the zoo since 1978. He's 38 years old. He's an African bull elephant. He's lethargic and he couldn't see. He had cataract surgery, but now they need to put in contacts. Oh, boy. Well, how's he going to put them in and do the drops? Remember, when you wear contacts, you need a lot of care. Well, I'm sure the elephant knows what to do. They have a lot of dexterity. All right, what's going on here? Mike Tyson is going to be in a one-man Broadway show. Are they joking? It's called Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth. And they say it marks not only the Champion Fighters Broadway debut, but also that of the show's director, Spike Lee. It's inspired by Tyson's viewing of Chaz Palminteri's long-running one-man show, A Bronx Tale. This is what we decided to do after I gave up drugs and being a pig, Tyson says. The show offers a loose script. Are you, you're telling me Mike Tyson on Broadway? This isn't a joke. The show offers a loose script written by Tyson's current wife, Lakia, and has the star recounting tales of years of drug abuse, combative divorce proceedings, and Robin Givens. All right, the Broadway show will have two previews. Front orchestra seats are $198.50. Just in case he gets mad at the audience, I think I'd sit back a little bit. There's a meet and greet Tyson premium package at $299.50. You know, I guess that's what you can do when you're all done. I mean, you know, if I ever have to leave, you know, radio, if the Dr. Dahlia show ever loses its flame, if it ever, you know, we need to Bunsen burner it, honestly, to keep it going. I guess I could do a one-woman Broadway show. It's nice to know that people have places to go. All right, so what's going on? All right, obese people are back in the news, and they are now being blamed for all of the Earth's woes. What's happening now? Apparently, they're saying obese people are putting undue pressure on Earth's dwindling resources, said researchers from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. All right? They say using data from the United Nations and World Health Organization, researchers computed a table of the heaviest and lightest nations. The table was based on theoretical total energy expenditure. Well, theoretically, you may not know what you're talking about. All right? Listen. I'm tired of all these articles really ripping on obese people, all right, because we're going to start to, feed into this this anti-obesity movement with discrimination, later racism, and I don't like it. I hate singling out a group of people. We were doing that with the smokers, right? Now we're doing it with obese people, and next is probably going to be our baby boomers and our seniors. We're already starting. Right, saying it's the baby boomers' fault that Medicare is in its predicament and Social Security. Now, it's not the baby boomers' fault. It's government. Anyway, they say the heaviest 10 nations are the United States, Kuwait, Croatia, Qatar, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Greece, and Bahrain. The lightest 10 nations, I hope I'm pronouncing them right. You'll never hear me say Pakistan. Pakistan. Anyway, Pakistan's not in there. North Korea, Cambodia, these are the skinniest. Burundi, Nepal, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Ethiopia, Vietnam, and Eritrea. Eritrea is a tough one because I don't remember being on the risk board. Anyway, the researchers estimate the weight of the adult human population was 287 million tons in 2005, out of which 15 million tons was due to being overweight and 3.5 million tons due to obesity. I don't know how they calculated this. I really don't. Okay, well, ma'am, can you please step on the scale? Okay, step on the scale. Why? Why am I stepping on the scale? Step on the scale because we are going to multiply it by 6 billion, right, to figure out how much the world weighs. You're going to multiply my weight by 6 billion? They say the average body mass globally was 62 kilograms, which is probably about 130 pounds. North America had an average body mass of 80 kilograms, which is close to about 170 pounds, the highest among all continents. All right. Now why are obese people burning the earth? What are they trying to tell us here? They say an important determinant of the BFI is the motor vehicle gas consumption per capita. I get it. So the heavier you are, the more gas. No, we're talking gas in the car. I get it. I see. All right. Okay. All right. So that's how they're blaming obese people for the Earth's woes. All right. Apparently, they say obese people are now threatening world food security and ecological sustainability. So what are you going to do? Shoot them? This is just ridiculous. Okay. What if somebody, let's say, has, Well, you know, I don't think I could come up with a good enough example. All right. But anyway, you know, in the news, they're going to, you know, they're going to rip on anti-smoking. They're going to rip on smokers. They're going to rip on obese people. And just watch more baby boomer stuff coming around the bend. You'll see. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. They say vitamin D may have a role in pancreatic cancer survival. That if you have pancreatic cancer, vitamin D may actually increase your survival. All right, now here's the problem. I'm looking at this article now, and boy, they make it boring. All right, boy, this is really boring. A mutation in the vitamin D receptor was associated with improved survival in two large cohorts of patients. Oh, I hate when they do that cohort. Like you're a cohort. First, okay, let's not go there. Patients with two mutant alleles, are you getting all this? Of RS285364 had as much as a 4 month improvement in survival compared with patients who only had one mutant allele. Now you know what to ask for Christmas. Ask for mutant alleles versus no mutations. Now on the basis of the findings and other data, showing associations between vitamin D and pancreatic cancer. For those of you that are dying to know where I'm getting this exciting article from, it's called MedPage Today. Investigators proposed that mutations in VDR modulate the gene's expression, which in turn influence behavior in pancreatic cells. Okay, boy, this is boring. What the results do... they got to make these articles more interesting. This is boring. This is boring. All right. Oh, you want to know what's funny? Okay, in this article, and I apologize if any of you work for MedPage Today. Honestly, it's a good read. They give you a lot of information. But look, now they have a separate area called action points. So you think action points are going to bullet this and make it more interesting. Instead, this is one of their action points, okay? A mutation in a vitamin D receptor was associated with improved survival in two large cohorts of patients with advanced and metastatic pancreatic cancer. Thank you for that action point. There was a lot of action in that one. Note that the study was published as an abstract and presented at a conference. I got to start laughing. These data conclusions should be considered to be preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. All right, did you hear that, guys? The data and conclusions. I know you're excited. I know you're really excited, but they say that the data conclusions should be considered preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. You cannot get excited about this study because it has not been published in a peer-reviewed journal. You got to hold your horses. You got to keep your pants on. Oh, my gosh. No, you can't. Honestly, I know you want to tell your mama. I know you want to call your mama on this one. Vitamin D having a role in pancreatic cancer survival. But remember, the data and conclusions are preliminary. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Wake up for the next segment.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what's good about the new Dr. Dolly app on Droid, A, it's free. All right, I only download free apps, but because I'm cheap. Two, let's say you're listening to one of the hours of the show that you missed, and it sparks a question. There's a way for you to connect straight to my website and then email me your question. If you want me to say it on air, I will. If you want an answer back by a personal email, say that too. So you could do that through this app. Yes, you have to go through my website, so you may have to, you know, enhance the screen or, you know, put on your reading glasses. But for the most part, there's a way where it could direct you to an email to me where then I could answer your medical question. So anytime you have a question, whether it's something for the air or not, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to download the Droid app. Thank you. All right. Looks like we are at the summer solstice and the longest day of the year. They are expecting and preparing Northeast U.S. for record-breaking high temperatures this summer. I guess this week it's supposed to reach about 100 degrees. Wednesday, Thursday in Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. Health officials are warning residents to drink water, stay out of the sun, make sure you're in air conditioning. Please check on your elderly neighbors, check on your pets. Make sure if you need any sort of entertainment, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your Droid. Philadelphia, they say 97, and they have humidity. You see, here, I know some of us in the southern, you know, southern part of the United States are like, what? You guys are complaining about 99, 100. We get 115 out here. Yes, but it's dry heat. I will take the dry heat over humidity any day. I really feel bad for back east and southeast and anywhere there's humidity. Texas, I think you have a lot of humidity. That is rough. Very, very sticky. They say an area of high pressure off the east coast combined with the flow of warm, humid air coming from the south will heat things up. Am I doing meteorology right now? Oh, I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be a meteorologist. I think that stuff is cool. All right, so let's see. So, we joke about the heat and we joke about the summer, but heat stroke, we've talked about heat stroke. I should probably review it really quickly and heat exhaustion. But, you know, a lot of times you don't realize it's happening to you because you're getting confused. You may feel tired, a little dizzy. You may just sit there and zone. But also realize if your friend, if your mother, if your father, if your kid looks a little zoned, confused, blurry vision, sweating or not sweating, if they're not sweating when you're sweating, that could be a sign of heat exhaustion. Get them into someplace cool and hydrate them. Use shade, please. Make sure you're also wearing caps covering up the scalp. You do not want to sunburn your scalp. That's probably the worst place to get skin cancer because nobody's going to find it except your hairdresser. And many of you distract your hairdresser by talking to her about how things went, how things are going with your life, why your kids are driving you crazy, she may or he may skip what's going on. All right. Also, remember, this is the time of year where public pools are opening up, and 1 in 5 people admit to peeing in the pool. We talked about what to do. Remember, what are you supposed to do? Right? Yes, use a public restroom. But what if the public restroom is dirty and filthy and you're afraid you're going to, you know, catch a trichomonas sitting on the toilet seat? You bring a cup. Exactly. You bring a cup, ladies, or even gentlemen, if you don't want to. It's got to be hard, especially if you're going 10-200. But if you have to just go 10-100, just bring a cup, urinate in the cup, dump it out so you don't have to sit on the toilet seat or touch the urinal. You aren't really supposed to be touching the urinal, men, but females, bring a cup. But Dr. Dahlia, Mayor Bloomberg in New York are banning the big cups. Then, I don't know, you're going to have to get a bunch of Dixie cups. Because the Dixie Cup mayor, maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he's in this with Dixie. So then I guess go and get your little Dixie Cups, and you're going to have to make it work. I mean, you may have to stand over the toilet when you do this. But I'm serious because I'm tired of people peeing in the pool. Nobody wants to go and sit on a wet toilet seat in the public bathroom, so they just sit there and pee in the pool. That's disgusting. But Dr. Dahlia, there's enough bleach. Really? Would you drink bleach, peed up water? Really? Look at the little kids swimming in the public pool. They're drinking it. All right? That's sick. As far as I'm concerned, it's assault and battery. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. There was a story where apparently Samsonite has to recall suitcases in a healthcare. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently they're recalling 250,000 Tokyo Chic suitcases to replace the handles on the bags after a Hong Kong consumer group found high levels of a carcinogen. Now, they say the suitcases pose no health hazard, but they're going to do the recall because they know consumers are freaking out. Now, they say the sample they had tested of the handle had high levels of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Oh, we talked about this yesterday, the PAHs. Remember we were talking about that when you char-broil your food and grill your food too much where you burn it? Yeah, so I guess there were the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Doesn't everything have it? Aren't they like in plastics? I guess they're in plastics, rubber, lubricating oil. And they say that traces were left during manufacturing. All right, so I guess the council's test gave readings for the compounds that were off the charts at 17,960 milligrams. Well, isn't that, wouldn't that be 179 grams? Right, milligrams? No, 17 grams. That'd be 17 grams or 179 centigrams. See? I know my math. Okay, so that's 17,960 milligrams per kilogram. I know my iPhone doesn't go that up that high. I know, I need a droid. But Samsonite commissioned independent tests from German and Hong Kong labs that showed levels were significantly lower than the council's findings. Okay, so anyway, the human being, they say, has to actually eat 100 handles. Then you have the probability of 1 in a billion chance of getting cancer. Ah, so maybe in Hong Kong, people eat the suitcases. I don't know. I don't know. The Tokyo Chic suitcases are sold mainly in Asia under Samsonite's American Tourister brand. The company expects to spend, you know how other countries think of us American as tourists. They think of us in Hawaiian shirts, Bermuda shorts, big sunglasses, obnoxious hats. That's how they look at us. So I am very grateful that they didn't decorate their luggage as such. Apparently, they expect to spend $500,000 on the recall, which involves 250,000 suitcases sold over the past 3 years. Well, that's kind of cheap. That's $2 a suitcase. The company said it will take a week to replace the handles on 30,000 still in stock. All right, in Hong Kong, about 800 people have contacted the company about the suitcases, and about 240 people have asked that the handles on their bags be replaced. Oh, boy. All right, how many of you ask your radio station to return the time you listened? Let's say you didn't like the radio show. Do you ever say, you know what, I want my hour back? I just listened to Dr. Dahlia. Can I please have that hour of my life back? And I wonder if a company would do it. Probably not. Probably not. But at least you get a new suitcase with a new handle. That's not too bad. All right, guys, if you missed any part of the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't forget to go to my website or go to your Android phone app that you can now download for free and hit on demand. You'll get to hear the last 3 hours broadcast. Plus, it'll link you up to podcasts and archives. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I can give you up-to-date updates. Like, for example, I think Bobby Brown got married. I'm sure many of you want to hear that. Yeah, he could get married. It's his prerogative. So he got married. All right, the jokes will be better on Friday. And what else? Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. All right, guys, and Facebook. Am I being redundant? All right, thank you for spending this time with me. Please, please follow me and keep in touch because I don't know how to end the last minute of the show. Bye.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
What is it?